We are proud individuals living for the city, but the flame couldn't go much higher. We find God and religions to paint us with salvation, but no one, no, nobody can give you the power to rise.
All right.
Good morning.
Good tunes. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, June 15th, 2018 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild and dystopic ride it is, to be sure. It just gets wilder and stranger all the time. The truth really is stranger than fiction. And, things are so bizarre these days. I mean, where do you even begin on that? It's interesting, I think about it sometimes. If I listen to Pandora, for example, and listen to the free version, why do I get commercials about The Incredibles too? The time when I might have been interested in that has long since passed. If machine learning is smart at all, it would know that that's probably not a commercial that money needs to be wasted on putting in front of me. Or, is it just a... is there something else going on there that, is more than meets the eye, so to speak? Anyway, it's interesting. It's just a sort of aside, just a brief aside. We'll try to keep it kind of light today, this Friday, and we talk a lot about the heavier things, but I'll maybe talk about, reason for something to focus on that I would say would be reason for encouragement. If anything in America, if America was ever great, what was it that made America great? And I mentioned the story yesterday, the Charles Sidereus story, Land and Labor, the Sidereus Legacy. I'd like to give you a little bit of that story, because if anything ever made America great, I think it's stories like this. It's the people in America that, the hardworking, salt of the earth, honest as the day is long sort of people that have made up these are the kinds of unsung heroes of America. And not so much the bad guys that history wants us to forget, or the celebrities that are foisted upon us, who have less and less talent, by the way, which again reminds me of that video by Thoughty too, you know, why every song these days is awful. It's all the same song. There's lots to be concerned about for sure. You know, I think of, for example, a little short video that Richie from Boston published yesterday talking about that, you know, China's social credit system. And that article obviously rattled around a couple of months ago, or articles, that story rattled around a couple of months ago. You put that together with the TrueStream Media video that was just published. They just published it this morning, the Bilderberg plan to force us on the digital grid. And it's pretty obvious that that's kind of the direction, well, not kind of, that is definitely the direction that we're being coerced, pushed in the direction of being forced to have our lives completely managed and orchestrated and controlled in digital fashion. Because, you know, and it's interesting, you know, for those who, you know, again, I've said many times that seeing what's happening reminds me of the Bible. And it's interesting, the character and nature of the devil is revealed in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. And there's this counterfeiting of God's character and nature that is in view, with statements like this from Isaiah 14. Beginning in verse 12, actually. How you have fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, son of the dawn. You have been cut down to the earth, you who have weakened the nations. But you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. And I will sit on the mount of the assembly in the recesses of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Nevertheless, you will be thrust down to Sheol, to the recesses of the pit. Those who see you will gaze at you. They will ponder over you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world look like a wilderness and overthrew its cities, who did not allow his prisoners to go home? So the operative concept here is the counterfeiting of God's character. I will become like the Most High. I will make myself like the Most High, verse 14 reads. And so you think of God's omniscience, his omnipotence, his omnipresence, for example. And technology through ubiquity allows a sort of counterfeiting, or counterfeiting of sorts, of these concepts. So, you know, if you can get everyone on the smart grid, you can get everyone adopting smart meters. You know, Richie in his video talking about how, you know, you look at California, and you see the sort of control coming, and that's a different story, but, you know, the Senate Bill 606 establishes a governing body to oversee all water suppliers, both private and public, fascist, and will require extensive paperwork from those utility companies. Assembly Bill 1668 is where it gets personal. This establishes limits on indoor water usage for every person in California, and the amount allowed will decrease even further over the next 12 years. So the bill until January 1, 2025 would establish 55 gallon per capita daily as the standard for indoor residential water use, And so that kind of legislation is rattling around. Obviously, California, you know, this concept will not be reserved to California alone. It's where it starts. And what's interesting, gosh, what's fascinating to me is that, you know, there's been a mass exodus from California for years because, well, first of all, who can afford to live in the, you know, the larger areas? There are people who make great money in the Silicon Valley area and San Francisco area, and they are living like the working poor, well into the six figures because of what's happened there. I talked to a gentleman the other day who grew up in that area. His parents bought a home in that area and sold it, I want to say, 25 years ago or so. And they bought it for $16,000 or $17,000, I want to say, because, you know, getting back to the story that I'm going to talk about, you think about what's happened just over the last 50 years, you know, in the last 50 years or so. 50 years ago, you know, if you were making five or $10,000 a year, you were doing really well. What? 20 years ago. Well, it's interesting, dollar for dollar, not inflation adjusted. People were, you know, there are a number of studies that have come out that show that obviously with an inflation adjusted FRNs, America hasn't had a raise truly since about 1971, about the time that Nixon closed the gold window. Imagine that. What a coincidence. Haven't had a raise in almost 50 years. But in non-adjusted dollars, I remember back in the early 90s when it wasn't unusual to, well, you know, $10 an hour was, you know, $7, $8, $9, $10 an hour was still kind of entry-level work. And you could find positions, entry-level salaried positions for, you know, between $25,000 and $30,000 salaried a year. Wasn't unusual. How do I know? Because I was one of those people. I went to work for ADP, the payroll and tax giant of the world, and that's exactly what it was. That was a base salary in the early and mid-90s. And you fast forward to today, man, people, well, remember, what was the movie with Jim Carrey and Taya Leone? You know, that's after what happened in 2007. That's how people are living now. It just gets worse and worse. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge $20, $30, $40, $50, if possible, $100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, what do you see? You see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry, for making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Oh, some people got the real problem. Some people out of love.
So things are getting interesting fast. It's not difficult to look around and see that through a variety of mechanisms, control mechanisms, you know, If you've talked to anyone, if you run a small business or you talk to anyone who runs a small business lately, you will. I'm going to talk more heart than fact today, I think. A little bit of fact, a lot more heart. You can look around and see. I mean, ask, if you run a small business, you know what I'm talking about. But ask anyone. It's getting this whole conglomeration model. Obviously, the rewards, the benefits of incorporation. I've talked about that, as Jefferson said, the earth belongs in usufruct to the living. There is this tremendous advantage that is conferred to these companies. We have all this limited liability crap. There was, first there was the corporation and variations of it. Then we got the LLC. That was a big thing for a while, the limited liability company. And now you'll see around the world, like on the Bilderberg attendees list, a number of folks who are high ups in PLCs. What is a PLC? A public limited company. So, extraordinary benefits conferred. And, this is a way to hide assets and launder money and do all kinds of other unsavory things. It's just a way to be devious, basically, and to, seek some kind of benefit or gain to, exclusionary benefit or gain, basically. This is not something the average family, like the family I'll read about here in a minute, is not going to set up a trust or an endowment or, some other presumably self-perpetuating organization like the George Soros's do, the Open Society Foundation Network, trying to extend power, influence, control. And so it's interesting. You don't have to look very far to see the struggles that small business has in this country. And we keep hearing, we heard from Obama, we heard from Trump, we keep hearing that things are better these days, but they're not. Not for the little guy, not for the average, the common folk. Bad guys do what bad guys do, and it just continues and it gets worse. So small businesses are fighting regulatory overreach, regulatory nightmare, bureaucratic red tape. And, that just continues and gets worse, unfortunately. Stick around. We'll be right back after the show.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Mama told me sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say. And if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. Oh yeah. Well, take your time, don't live too fast. Troubles will come, yeah, and they will pay. Find a woman, baby, and you'll find her. And don't forget something.
Welcome back. So, yeah, simple. Simple is good. We've been encouraged for several generations now to sort of buy into the bad guy mantra, you know, a Machiavellian sort of mindset. Intrigue, deception, and all that kind of nonsense. It's interesting, you know, you see funny things. You know, people will say, you see like social media posts and things, this person is a puppet, that person is a puppet. You know, people talk about Donald Trump, he's just a puppet, which I would agree largely. There, you know, there's this increasing cult of personality that we've seen with each presidency throughout the 20th century up until now. It just grows, and a corresponding idiocracy, I think, that also grows along with it. To think that some messiah, some messianic figure is going to swoop in and rescue you, me, all of us, is a chimerical notion, as some would say. It's a fanciful notion. It's not true. Not going to happen. And bad guys prey on that. They rely on it. That, you know, you can convince people that they should believe, whether consciously or otherwise, that someone is going to swoop in and save them. It's a foolish notion. Andrew Jackson, among many other voices, said that you are, you know, the power to put things right is in your hands, and it will happen if you determine upon it. So, you know, I'm not casting aspersions. Folks, you know, talk about voting and stuff. So you have the folks who say puppet, you know, this person's a puppet, that person's a puppet. Well, then why in the next sentence do you say, and he's not doing anything? You know, it's interesting, the breakdown in logic there, in two thoughts back to back. On one, you know, in one sentence, person will say this individual is a puppet, and then in the next sentence they attack the puppet. I think maybe we should start looking beyond that. I keep trying to point out the fact that you know, for years, for example, focusing on the administrative fourth branch, which is literally what Senator Pat McCarran called it on the Senate floor when Congress was passing the Administrative Procedure Act in 1946, formalizing, he said, you know, we have created a fourth branch. I don't know how much more clear you can be. Leaving us not to wonder, he said, we have set up a fourth order in the tripart. This is Senator Pat McCarran, Senate Judiciary Chairman. You know, powerful, influential guy. We've set up a fourth order in the tripartite plan of government, which, and this you can find in the congressional record today. We've set up a fourth order. What does that mean? Well, it's Alice in Wonderland. Through the looking glass, down the rabbit hole. We've set up a fourth order in the tripartite plan of government, which was initiated by the founding fathers of our democracy. They set up the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches. But since that time, we've set up a fourth dimension. A fourth order? A fourth dimension? What is he talking about? If I may so term it, he said, which is now popularly known as administrative in nature. So we have the legislative, the executive, the judicial, and the administrative. And he went on to say Senate Bill 7, which, you know, became the Administrative Procedure Act, is a bill of rights for the hundreds of thousands of Americans whose affairs are controlled in one way or another by agencies of the federal government. It touches every phase and form of human activity. That's an interesting turn of phrase. And it deals with that which at the opening of my statement I described as the fourth dimension or fourth branch of our democracy. In other words, by the Constitution, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches of our government were set up. But now we have a fourth branch, the administrative form of our government. That is the Senate Judiciary Chairman on the Senate floor in 1946. Still, you can still find that in the congressional record. So talking about things like that, it's crucial because, as James P. Hill pointed out in his article in the John Marshall Law Review back in 1986, the third house of Congress versus the fourth branch of government, the impact of congressional committee staff on agency regulatory decision making, he pointed out that the problem that people have when they talk about voting, for example, is that the unelected congressional committee staff and the unelected regulatory agency officials, are the bureaucracy, those two groups working together, those unelected groups, are what flesh out whatever Congress passes. And that's critical to understand because, as Congressman Greg Walden pointed out during the Malheur wildlife refuge occupation nonsense, the video that he published back on January 5th, 2016, titled Greg Walden Addresses U.S. House on Situation in Harney County, Oregon Federal Overreach in the West, he pointed out that he was the co-author of a law that was passed, and it was, I've said this before, but, you know, the BLM, the onus was on the BLM to construct fencing, and by sleight of hand through the regulatory process, you know, the stuff that goes in the Federal Register every day. Again, as I've said before, what is it today? Federal Register. I haven't looked. Have you? 133 documents from 32 agencies, 116 notices, 7 proposed rules, 10 rules. How do those impact the people across America? This is what, as Senator Pat McCarran was saying back in 1946, this is what touches the citizen. This stuff in the Federal Register is what he was referring to when he said it touches every phase and form of human activity. And this all dovetails into, you know, what Richie was talking about in his video yesterday about China's social credit score, and what Aaron and Melissa Dykes are talking about today with their video titled "The Bilderberg Plan to Force Us on the Digital Grid." It's the same discussion, herding people down a narrower and narrower cattle chute. So it's imperative, I think, to understand the mechanisms that are being put in place behind the figureheads. So, you know, the point was not to cast aspersions on those who would say, you know, we need to vote. Sure, I suppose that's important. But, you know, again, paraphrasing Lysander Spooner, men are not free because they get to choose dictators or slave owners every few years. So, back to John Adams' letter to Hezekiah Niles, the real revolution, what was it? Was it voting? Was it, you know, nonlinear war? Because there was that, by the way. And Americans forget. It's interesting how we're victimized by our own history these days, unfortunately. So John Adams wrote, "The American Revolution was not a common event. It was indeed not. Its effects and consequences have already been awful over a great part of the globe. And when and where are they to cease? But what do we mean by the American Revolution? Do we mean the American War? The Revolution was effected before the war commenced. The Revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people. A change in their religious sentiments, of their duties and obligations. This radical change in the principles, opinions, sentiments, and affections of the people was the real American Revolution. By what means this great and important alteration in the religious, moral, political, and social character of the people?" Think about that. That's what matters. By what means this great and important alteration in the religious, moral, political, and social character of the people of 13 colonies, all distinct, unconnected, and independent of each other, was begun, pursued, and accomplished? It is surely interesting to humanity to investigate and perpetuate to posterity. Remember, he wrote, to this end, it is greatly to be desired that young men, young gentlemen of letters in all the states, especially in the 13 original states, would undertake the laborious, but certainly interesting and amusing task of searching and collecting all the records, pamphlets, newspapers, and even handbills, which in any way contributed to change the temper and views of the people and compose them into an independent nation. United we stand, divided we fall. Bad guys understand all of this as well, and they're trying to fuse people together, just do all kinds of just awful things. You know, there is the population control and reduction stuff I talked about yesterday, the, you know, Tucker Carlson, that clip was interesting. Berkeley's climate change solution, population control. And California is just, California just gets weirder all the time with the things that people, I mean, there should be marching in the streets at this point. It's ridiculous. China is no more communist than California. But this sort of change that John Adams wrote about is definitely what we are in desperate need of in America. So an example that I'd like to give you I guess more comprehensive fashion, I mentioned it yesterday, but the story from the Flathead Beacon, which as soon as I get yesterday's archives up, I'll put it in there, I'll put it in today's. The story, you can find it online, on the online version is titled Land and Labor, the Siderius Legacy. At age 86, more than 50 years after making front page headlines by rolling a 25-ton bulldozer off going to the Sun Road up in Glacier National Park, 350 feet down a mountainside, Charles Siderius still shows up for work each day, 86 years old. More than 50 years after making front page headlines, rolling a 25-ton bulldozer 350 feet down a mountainside. Interesting story. 2 years ago, story opens, when Charles Siderius was just an 84-year-old spring chicken, he was toiling in the fields on the family farm east of Kalispell, working as hard as he had for more than 7 decades. He felt a strange sensation, nothing scary, just different. He told his son, Dan, there's something wrong with me. Then he pinpointed the feeling. I'm tired, he said. Well, Dan replied, you're old. The elder Siderius contemplated that for a minute and went through a mental checklist of his friends who were now living in Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a residential complex for senior citizens. I guess most everybody is in the Lutheran home, he acknowledged. Maybe I am old. Then he went back to work. It's the Siderius way, the only way he knows. Charles Siderius is the eldest of 6 siblings and one of the oldest living members of the sprawling and influential Siderius clan, who meet frequently for huge family reunions that host up to 250 relatives and are funded through a family trust reserved exclusively for that purpose. When we have a family reunion, Dan says, it takes a day or two just to figure out who everyone is. Charles' father, Pete, who was the second of 13 children, born to Everett and Gertrude Siderius, the earliest Siderius settlers in the Flathead Valley, arrived in 1908 with 6 children. Everett and Gertrude were both born in Holland and lived in Michigan before moving to Montana. There are a lot of folks like that who were Minnesotans before they, for example, before they headed further west. Anyway, I'll give you a little bit more of that story when we come back. Hopefully that'll be a good thing going into the weekend. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. There's a push to herd people. You remember Maurice Strong at the 1992 Rio Earth Summit? I mentioned that yesterday. I didn't mention Dr. Michael Kaufman. Should have done that. I always have to mention him. And he was the one who sounded the alarm talking about the rewilding initiative. And bad guys know. You know, it's not a coincidence that I'm talking about this story and this guy. 10 years ago, when the states were introducing these rewilding initiatives to rewild especially that Y2Y corridor, the Yellowstone to Yukon corridor, in accordance with, you know, Maurice Strong and the 1992 Rio Earth Summit nonsense, talking about the rewilding initiative. States including Idaho, I was talking about this 10 years ago, the legislation that was introduced in places in the Northwest in particular, but there was legislation introduced in Washington, and Olympia was going to vote on it, and I did a broadcast talking about the legislation specifically, and five people got in a car and went to Olympia and were able to prevent a initiative from passing that would have essentially rewilded. It would have crept into the neighboring states with companion legislation that would have been introduced and undoubtedly passed that would have basically rewilded the kind of the whole Idaho panhandle and more, obviously into Washington, into Montana. And so what does that mean? That means that a number of the cities or the little towns that exist in that area would just vanish. They would blow away. And that's happening anyway. There are a variety of mechanisms bad guys have introduced to do that. And that's very unfortunate because you have families like, you know, the one that I'm talking about that to me sort of embody that you know, American spirit, you know, if there is anything great about America, it's this kind of thing. And so bad guys are trying to, you know, industry has been destroyed, the natural resources industry has been destroyed. And so what do you do if you live in these remote areas as people are traveling less because it's expensive to travel and it's not as much fun because the highwayman is an extortionist these days, and there are the interstate interdiction efforts that guys like Radley Balco have written about and others, obviously. But, you know, it's quite a racket these days in this country. What is it, up around $4 billion a year, I think, that the interdiction racket runs, something like that. And so it's just not as much fun to travel around. It's astronomically expensive, you know, by historical comparison. If you're a person who was around 40 or 50 or 60 years ago, you know that the interstate highway system it was a sort of serendipitous benefit for the average American, you know, more of a technocratic superhighway before the information superhighway. But it was also to the benefit of the American people. Those were the good old days when cars were still made in Detroit and they still had a bit of artistic expression in them. We lost the good ones along the way, though, the really good ones, didn't we? The manufacturers that had heart, but I digress. Anyway, we'll get back to the story.